This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the byproducts of all the macroeconomic agita this week, of the past couple of months, really, has been that interest rates are falling. Treasury bonds, sure, we talk about that all the time. That pushes the yields on other long-term loans, though, like mortgages, down as well. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 3.6% this week. That is a three-year low, and it's also the reason that a whole lot of people are scrambling to refinance. Refi applications on mortgages up 12% this week. Marketplace's Amy Scott is on that one.
Erin Hennessy, a PR executive in D.C., bought her first home about a year and a half ago and locked in a pretty good interest rate, just 4.25%. But today, she's in the process of refinancing.
And we're hopeful once all the paperwork is done that I will be down to 3.75%.
She figures she's going to save about $200 a month, which, because she apparently has tremendous willpower, Hennessy plans to put toward paying off the loan faster. Andy Walden follows the mortgage market at research firm Black Knight. He says the number of people who could benefit from a refi has exploded.
We currently see 9.7 million homeowners that could save 0.75% through a refinance, which is twice as many as there were in the market as little as 2 months ago.
That doesn't mean all those people should refinance. Those who aren't going to stay in their home very long might pay more in closing costs and fees than they'll save on interest. As you can imagine, it was hard to get a mortgage broker on the phone today. But Lana Jern with Uptown Mortgage in Denver gave me a few minutes.
Two-thirds of our calls that are coming in are refinances.
Jern says adding to the temptation is all the equity homeowners have been piling up as home values have risen. More of her clients have been refinancing into larger loans so they can pocket some extra cash. All this is great for lenders.
A lot of them have added many, many, many additional underwriters to handle the volume.
Jern says she'd love to have more help, but she knows the refi boom won't last forever. Interest rates go up, too. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.